going to happen.
I don't either.
But right now she's inspiring the country. She's inspiring everybody. So I love that. So anyway, that was a crazy story. And then speaking of crazy, there was also Casey Anthony, who just absorbed so much time. She was accused of murdering her 2-year-old child, Kaylee Marie Anthony, after her Casey's mother reported that her granddaughter was missing in Orlando, Florida in July. A jury of her peers found insignificant evidence, and she was acquitted. She's still receiving death threats now, and she's got 3 lawsuits that have been filed against her, including one from the former meter reader, Roy Kronk, you know, the guy who found the bag in the woods.
Why? What did she say about him?
Well, no. Well, what her attorney tried to do was turn it on him and make him a suspect.
Oh, okay.
So,
So shouldn't he be suing the attorney?
He is suing her and the attorney and the lawyer for shifting the suspicion onto him. Also, a woman named Zaneta, which we heard so much about the nanny, who claims that her life has been ruined when Anthony initially told investigators that Kaylee was kidnapped by a nanny with the same name. Can you believe that? She's suing her. Well, because, well, yeah, her life has been upside down. But I mean, is there any other people in the world named Zaneta, you know?
It's going to be hard to get a nanny job after that, right?
She wasn't even a nanny.
Oh,
she
wasn't
just a woman.
Just a babysitter.
Yeah. No, she wasn't even a babysitter. She's just a woman who's saying that because that was her name, and Casey said that was the woman's name who was the nanny.
Oh, I gotcha.
That now her life is upside down. And
this is just a person with the
just
name.
A person with the name.
Oh, my god.
Zaneta Gonzalez, I believe it was. Says her life is ruined since all of that. Oh, my god. She's suing for damages. Plus, she's being sued. Now, this is the one that makes sense to me. Texas Ural Search. It's a nonprofit organization, and they're suing her for the expenses incurred during the 5-month search for Kaylee.
Gotcha. That makes sense, yeah.
That one I understand. She should have to.
Because she's admitted she lied about certain things.
Yeah. Can you believe it? Is this woman going to have any kind of life ever?
Yeah, she's selling books and everything else, isn't she? She's writing, signing contracts with big money. And
do you think any other country will want her? What's she going to do? Live in a castle with a moat?
I don't know. I think when we originally talked about this story, I said I wasn't that interested.
Well, people are interested in this because
it
was a little child murdered.
I saw it in the supermarket checkout line.
God, it was a horrible story, one of the worst. And I'll tell you, mothers are up in arms still, getting many, many death threats. All right, then there was the Occupy Wall Street protest. It began September 17th, a protest at New York City Park near Wall Street. Within weeks, spread to scores of communities across the U.S. and abroad. The movement depicted itself as leaderless and shied away from specific demands. They didn't really know what it was all about, except for the greed on Wall Street, but succeeded in airing the complaints that the richest 1% of Americans benefit at the expense of the rest. But everyone here has the opportunity to get rich, as I see it. As winter approached, local police, of course, dismantled several of the protest encampments.
Cleaned up the poop.
Spread across the United States.
And the trash.
That's the humiliating thing. I mean, I really like that they were out there protesting for something they believed in, gaining.
Even if it was stupid.
Well, I don't know. I don't consider protesting stupid. If they have a reason and they get together, but it became that. And then it became messy. And then it became a lust fest for for the weirdos,
right.
You know? I mean,
violence.
There was
people have been killed in their sleep.
Mm-hmm. That's just the price you pay.
What's stupid about it is that they're protesting against Wall Street greed and for Obama and the Democrats, and it's Obama and the Democrats that got all the Wall Street donations in the 2008
well,
election
all of
cycle.
Them. I mean, it goes back farther than that, JP. It didn't just start when Obama stepped into office. Let's get that
I'm
clear.
Saying that he took in most of the donations from Wall Street.
Some of them for that year, anyway.
So why are you protesting against Republicans?
There's more and more and more and more in the back. This didn't just all of a sudden Obama walked in and it went crash. This has been going on for years, this greed Fannie Mae. I mean, the whole thing, and you know that. And I do like their idea of saying we're not going to take it anymore, but it got out of hand and it became ridiculous.
So now they're promising to interfere with the Iowa caucuses and prevent the votes from taking place. That's their next goal. Now, who are these people?
Well, what does that have to do with
it? Yeah, how does that help democracy if you get in the way of the actual voting?
Well, didn't they say something about the Tea Party getting on board because all those people were out
there? Tea Party's not getting on board.
There's been so many different organizations that have decided to go out there and protest because all these people were gathered together. I don't think nobody knows what it's all about.
A lot of it was just homeless people who went in for the free food.
Yeah.
Can you tell I don't like the Occupy movement?
Yeah, I can. And
I think it's just whiners and babies. And it's time to go home and get a job.
Well, it's time to do your part. As far as you want them out, then vote them out. If you see what's going on in the government, it's time to vote them out. Vote them out. This is what we all can do. That's our privilege.
They're aligned with the Democrats and the labor unions right now, so you can't call them an independent protest movement.
Oh, that's right. They came out,
I mean, if you're going to Iowa to fight the Republicans, then obviously you're not independent protesters.
You're stuttering. Oh, he's getting all worked up. Your face is red.
Stop it.
Darn. Well, yeah, there's a lot to say about that. We could probably do a whole show on that and take calls even.
From Occupy protesters, except they're on their, what do they have? The iPhones in what was the name of the part? Zugatti Park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And?
What?
Your point on that?
That they were just...
They're armed and dangerous.
They were much well off than they pretended to be.
Well, that was a major story, and we'll see where that all goes. I mean, that is definitely not over yet, but interesting. And then, of course, there was the Penn State sex abuse scandal. Lord. Oh, my God.
Which has spread to other people and other colleges.
Oh, boy. This is like the whole Pandora's box opening up now. One of America's most storied college football programs was tarnished in a scandal that prompted the firing of Hall of Fame football coach Joe Paterno. What a way to go out.
Right.
One of his former assistants, Jerry Sandusky, which we're all calling now. I mean, if you talk about abuse, we're saying, hey, don't give me the Sandusky syndrome. I mean, it's just got such a bad name now. He was accused of sexually molesting 10 boys. Two senior Penn State officials were charged with perjury. Longtime president was ousted. Paterno wasn't charged, but expressed regret that he didn't do more, and he retired early. Didn't get to even go to the final game of the season.
I think he was fired. I don't think he retired.
Well, I think it was one of those things, you know, like a right-to-work state. Yeah, we're firing, and you can't fire me, I'm leaving. You know? And where are we with that now? I mean, that's going to be long drug.
That's going to be long and drawn out. Because more victims keep coming forward, and I don't know, where do you draw the line? At some point, you have to go to trial and stop taking depositions from men and boys who say they were abused.
Well, it's branching out into every other universities.
Syracuse. And in my column this week, I made Jerry Sandusky one of my five worst human beings in America.
Of course you did.
And I mentioned that Syracuse is only like 140 miles from Penn State. It's just weird.
Are you saying it's catchy?
It's just weird how close those two guys were. You almost wonder if they socialized and knew each other.
Oh, my God!
Isn't that weird and sick?
Well, there are websites.
Yeah.
They could have been members of a social network.
NAMBLA.
NAMBLA. Yeah.
It's North
exactly.
American Man Boy Love Association.
Oh, please.
Is that... Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so that was... That's a terrifying story of the year. Just that talks about the human nature. It just makes me sick.
And there's one more, the head of AAU, the former head of American Athletic. You know, all these young men who come up and become basketball stars do all their summer basketball playing in AAU programs.
I know.
And now one of the former presidents there has been charged with child abuse.
Can you imagine how much we don't see and how much we'll never know?
Yeah.
Because not everybody, they're just not going to come forward because they've gone on in their lives and they're not going to come forward.
Oh, that's what so many
of them.
Now they're coming forward for Sandusky because they want to support the ones who already did come forward. I don't know why they wait all those years and then come forward.
Because they're embarrassed.
I know.
Are you kidding? It's total embarrassment.
Maybe they always thought they were the only one or something.
Yeah, or only a handful anyway. And what will all other men think of them? They'll think they're gay. I mean, they'll think they have problems. I mean, this is a psychological disaster that we're finding out about. And maybe that's some reason... Oh, God, it's just a disease.
On,
it's a disease. Disease. I'm running it right here. Disease.
Next story.
God. All right. The next story, Japan's triple disaster.
Oh, that's the big. That's
God,
what
that's
I think
big
is
one.
The biggest story of the year.
That's a 9.0 magnitude earthquake off Japan's northeast coast, unleashed a tsunami that devastated scores of communities, leaving nearly 20,000 people dead or missing. And reaching an estimated $218 billion in damage. The tsunami triggered the worst nuclear crisis since Chernobyl after waves knocked out the cooling system at the nuclear power plant, causing it to spew radiation that turned up in local produce. And there's still fallout yet to come. About 100,000 people were evacuated from the area and have not returned to their homes. And
stuff is washing up on our shores now.
Yes, and here's a good story to follow that one up with. The best Christmas present, which we didn't get to do last week because we had a Niners game. God. A young girl who was washed away in the Indian Ocean during the tsunami when she was just 8 years old has found her family again. Almost 7 years after it was assumed that she had died, the girl's name, Wati. She returned to her grandfather, and now at the age 15... she's accompanied by an acquaintance of her grandfather, who said the lost girl had shown up in the coffee shop and told him that she'd come from Milerbo, and she said that she was trying to find her way. Some of these names of these cities, Mulabo.
Okay.
And Wadi said that she was trying to find her way back home, but was lost. The only name that she could remember from her own was that her grandfather was Ibrahim.
So she's back now.
She's back
that
now.
That is a good story.
That is such a good story.
How many years? 7 years later.
Yeah, 7 years later. So, there's hope.
Yeah.
There's hope. There's hope with dope, as they say. So what do you got on your list?
I've got more current events. I got the funniest year-end list I found was the top 10 sex and tech headlines.
Okay, that'll be coming
up. Oh my gosh.
Let's do the main story. Here's what I found was the biggest story.
Bigger than the tsunami.
Well, in my mind, okay. Bin Laden's death. Top story of 2011. Yes, down with something that was so scary. The killing of Osama bin Laden during a raid by Navy SEALs on his hideout in Pakistan. He'd been the world's most wanted terrorist for nearly a decade, ever since a team of his al-Qaeda followers carried out the attacks of September 11th, 2001. In May, the long and often frustrating manhunt ended with a nighttime assault by a helicopter-borne special operations squad at his compound in Pakistan. Bin Laden was shot to death by one of the raiders, and within hours, his body was buried at sea. I think that's the top story. No matter how you...
He was an irrelevant old man.
Feel about, no, he wasn't. There's a relief even off my shoulders. I just feel, and I know there's more out there, but he was poison. He was poison, and people looked up to him, and that's dangerous.
You see that scummy little compound he was living in? Come on.
Well, you can badmouth it all you want, but he had a big impact on those people over there, and he's done. And now we've got more that are coming up, and it just feels better to me that at least this nut case is gone. So that's one down. Well, there's been a couple this year, but at least that's the big story to me. But among the news events also was the death, of course, of Apple Inc. co-founder Steve Jobs, Hurricane Irene, the devastating series of tornadoes that we had across southeastern U.S. and across Alabama, everywhere, and the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
That barred
gays from serving openly in the U.S. military. It was important. And then there was the Amanda Knox story. The world was watching this. She's an American woman who was in the world spotlight for nearly 4 years.
And is now
she
free.
She and her then-boyfriend accused of the murder of her roommate, Meredith Kircher, in Italy. She served 4 years of a 26-year sentence, and then she was released October this year after an appeal showed that the DNA evidence was handled badly. An Italian court overturned her murder conviction and set her
Where is she? Is she back in the States now?
Oh, yeah. She's
never going
home,
back to Italy,
never
right?
Never going back. She's a friend. She's healing. All right. We'll be back with more for the end of this year, 2011, with JP and Jay Davis on Broadview.
The Buzz. How
will you be a more significant woman in 2012? Let's take a look at the list. Be a supermom. Spend more time with the kids after school. Juggle work and family better. Work on that quilt for your parents you've been meaning to get to. Give more to charity. Be a good listener for your husband. And become an all-around superwoman. This is your year, so it's time to arrive in style in your luxurious new Buick, GMC, or Cadillac. You have a list to attend to, so you deserve the best. Be bold, stand out, be significant. Reno Buick, GMC, Cadillac on Kitsky Lane.
Season's greetings from the Reno Media Group and these fine sponsors.
Hi, this is Carly Wilhite
and Allie Cernock
with the Impetus Agency, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Alan Staggs with Silver State Charter Schools, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Bridget Evans
and Kenny Riley
with Country Financial,
wishing you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
From our family to yours, Happy Holidays from the Reno Media Group.
Celebrate safe rides this New Year's Eve with free rides on RTC. That's right, ride for free from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. on RTC Ride, RTC Rapid, and Sierra Spirit. All around town from Victorian Square in Sparks to downtown Reno, RTC has you covered. Call 348-RIDE for routes and schedules or log on to RTCWashoe.com. Happy New Year! Special thanks to the Northern Nevada DUI Task Force, RSCBA, Wood Rogers, Inc., Club Calneva, REMSA, Maury Distributing, St. Mary's, Zero Fatalities, and Reno Media Group.
Hi, this is Diane from Reverse Aging on Wells Avenue. I've been teaching people and doctors how to cleanse with true infrared saunas, alkaline water, and pure nutritional products for 11 years. I have a live radio show here on 1270 The Buzz at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings. Tune in Sunday at 10 and see what's happening in the cleansology world. Call in to win some super cool giveaways. Reverse Aging Cleansology Show. We will have amazing top-notch health guests such as naturopathic doctors, raw foodies, and people into cleansing as guests. We will be announcing amazing events and giving away free gifts. It could change your destiny too. Tune in Sundays at 10 a.m. on The Buzz or stop in for more info at Reverse Aging Spa on Wells. Our holistic shop will impress even the green snobs. We at Reverse Aging sell everything for less than everyone else online. Check us out, reverseagingnaturally.com. See you Sundays at 10 a.m.
The year is quickly coming to a close. So now's the time to prepare for the new one. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this week to save big on all top tire brands. Plus, get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on four qualifying Michelin tires. And get a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon, and we'll throw in a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real deals for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 1-3. Coupon good through 12/31. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
As if parents don't have enough to worry about these days, there's been a growing trend of kids having their identities stolen. Fortunately, Identity Guard KidSure now makes it easy to help protect your child's identity. KidSure uses patent-pending technology to search and monitor thousands of online data sources for information related to your child. If information is found that could be potentially harmful, you'll be alerted to it quickly. Even better, KidSure costs you less than $5 a month per child when added to your Identity Guard membership. Learn more about KidSure at identityguard.com.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And thank you for joining us on this last day of 2011, New Year's Eve. Unbelievable. So many celebrations going on around the country. We'll talk about some of the hot concerts also next hour and a lot more.
Do you remember when 2001 A Space Odyssey seemed way out in the future? You remember that movie?
Yeah.
Now it's 2011 is ending.
Unbelievable.
We're getting old, Jay.
Don't ever say that.
Don't say that.
Don't like that word, old. Hey, I see you got a Wiener update here.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was... Okay, we spent way too much time on
Wiener. The week before this, last week, he had his baby.
He had a new baby.
A little baby Wiener.
Little baby boy. little baby boy Wiener.
So now there's another Wiener. And
now there's another
this
rumor.
Week, there's an update that the woman who he was texting and Twittering to, or